Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Brandon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bucky Brandon. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Foy reaches second base with a double. Petrocelli scores. It's 1-0. Red Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. May reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes May trying to get to home. Tartabull throws the ball into Gibson who tags May who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Sims to second, and Tartabull is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Sims and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. Yastrzemski scores. One out. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foy. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Foy steals second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foy scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Andrews. The throw from Sims and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McDowell bunts towards the mound. Brandon fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandon bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gibson moves to third. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tardabul strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Culver now pitching. Gus Gill now playing second base. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Brandon reaches second base with a double. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tardabul takes first base on ball 4. John O'Donohue now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brandon moves to third. Tardabul moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brandon scores. Tardabul scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Brandon covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Max Alvis. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing third base. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandon fields it and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sims is hit by the pitch. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.